Joining me here in the studio, Executive Vice President of the UFC in this part of the world, Tom Wright. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. Thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Now, I'm a big fan of the UFC, but look, there's a lot of people out there who think it's just legalized thuggery, that there's no rules, that it causes violence on the streets. Would you like to address that those sorts of accusations?
Well, you know what, Tom, if you step back from it and take a look at the what really mixed martial arts is, it's a combination of many interdisciplinary combat sports that are brought together by world-class professional athletes. And those interdisciplinary combat sports include boxing and taekwondo, karate, judo, freestyle wrestling, Greco-Roman wrestling. And actually, if you think about those individual martial arts, they're all Olympic sports.
Mm.
And when Australians, and I'm a Canadian, when Canadians go to the Olympics and bring back medals, they're saluted. And so all this mixed martial arts is bringing those competencies together and frankly, putting forward a great competition.
A lot of people seem to think, and they're wrong, but they think it just has no rules, that it just goes on until, you know, one person's, you know, battered unconscious or can't fight anymore. I mean, that's not true, is it?
It's completely not true. It's the UFC and, well, actually mixed martial arts around the world is judged and competed under a unified set of rules that include 32 specific fouls that are not permitted. It's highly regulated. It's highly controlled. And really at the heart of it, it's all about the health and safety of the athletes, which is why today's announcement of the lifting of the octagon ban is so important, because before, as you pointed out earlier, Tom, professional mixed martial arts was legal here, but it was only allowed in a boxing ring, which was unfair and unsafe.
Yeah, it was dangerous for the competitors.
No question.
Now, look, there's a lot of people in Melbourne who like to watch UFC and other forms of mixed martial arts, other competitions. And I understand that when you've had competitions up in Sydney, for example, a lot of people have travelled north from Victoria.
Yes.
Now that it's legal in this state, what have you got planned?
Well, we're really excited that we will be bringing a global pay-per-view event to Melbourne in November the 15th, Sunday. UFC 193 will be our first ever live event here in Victoria. And actually, Victoria will represent then the fourth state across the country. We're going to Adelaide, South Australia, in May the 10th, at the Adelaide Entertainment Center. So by the end of this year, we will have held 8 different events across the country in 4 different states in 5 different cities. So we're pretty excited.
And will the Victorian event be at Etihad Stadium, just down the road from our studios?
Well, it could very well be at Etihad Stadium. We've got both Etihad held for those dates, as well as Rod Laver Arena. So we're not sure exactly, because we don't know who's exactly going to be on the card. But what I can tell your listeners is that it will be a major event. It's going to feature at least one, maybe perhaps 2 world championships. And Victorians and people who live here and across the entire country, indeed across the world, will be able to watch the finest professional mixed martial artists compete.
Now, from a more general perspective, in my experience, you know, boxing is probably becoming less popular these days. And I understand that, I think in sports betting circles, there's now more betting on UFC matches than there is on big boxing matches.
That's correct.
Do you think boxing is in terminal decline and that mixed martial arts is the successor to it in terms of combat sports?
Well, I'm a boxing fan, so I certainly hope that it's not in terminal decline. I believe that both sports can certainly coexist. There's no question that in terms of popularity, the UFC has surpassed boxing. We're the largest pay-per-view provider in the entire world. But I'm very hopeful that boxing continues to survive and to continue on. I know there's a strong heritage of boxing here in Australia. There's one in Canada as well. I'd like to see it happen, but around the world, the number one combat sport clearly is mixed martial arts.
Are the winners at the UFC, so the top contestants in each of the major weight divisions, are they pretty much the toughest people on the planet?
Well, they talk about that, but you know, the truth is that if you actually would have them in here and have a chance to chat with them, they're fighters, but they're fathers. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a female fighter here in Australia, Alexis Chambers, Alex Chambers, and she is a geophysicist. So you'd be surprised at the individuals who are competing in the mixed martial arts.
Final question: Do you think society's, I don't know, taste for combat sports is going up or down? I mean, in some ways, we're becoming a very soft society. You know, we want machines to do labor for us. We're hopeless with any sort of physical inconvenience. On the other hand, you know, the growth of the UFC says that people still want to see, you know, old-fashioned blood and leather and so forth. How do you see society sort of evolving and its reaction to sporting organizations like yours?
Well, I actually think that society is looking to watch highly skilled individuals perform. And that could be the ballet, it could be performing arts, it could be the symphony, it could be, you know, athletes. There's a reason why, you know, hundreds of thousands of fans come up to watch the Australian Open, because you're seeing world class talent, and there's going to be reasons why either Eddie Had or Rod Laver is going to be full, because people want to see the best in the world put forward their skills in either a performance or a competition. In the case of mixed martial arts, it's a competition. And I think people really do appreciate excellence.
Well, we'll see it live if you want to go and see it in November this year. Tom Wright, Executive Vice President of the UFC, thank you for your time.
Tom, thanks for having me.